Penguin Random House Audio presents Dave Hill Doesn't Live Here Anymore. This is the author, Dave Hill. Mentioned earlier, I totally wrote this book, which is great for me. And now I'm going to read it to you. Not to brag, but this is me playing guitar in the background right now. And I know you're like, well, that sounds like several guitar players. And well, that's mostly a testament to my abilities, is what you're hearing. It's not that hard. I just thought it'd be like sort of a nice, tasteful thing to have in the background while just, you know, sort of kick this audio book off, and you know, then I'll stop playing once we start with the actual book, which is going to happen seriously any second. But real quick, check this out. Yes, nailed it. Preface. This is a book about journeys, both physical and mental, as well as emotional and spiritual. I also end up running a couple errands. I need you to be cool with that. A brief introduction, or hi, I'm Dave. Sometimes you sit down on a couch and next thing you know, 7 years have gone by. At least that's what happened with me anyway. But first, let's back things up a little. Hi, how are you? I'm incredible. Thank you so much for asking. And thank you for listening to my audiobook. It is my second. I realize, however, statistically speaking anyway, odds are decent that you haven't gotten around to reading my first book yet. It's called Tasteful Nudes, and there's no rush to read it, as it is a timeless classic. Take your time. When you're ready, it'll be there for you. But if you have, by chance, already read it, please don't get worked up or anything if you already know some of the stuff I'm about to tell you here in this introduction. It'll be over soon enough, and then you can jump into this literary adventure with both feet. Anyway, if you haven't read that book, though, I should probably bring you up to speed so neither of us gets completely lost. Not unlike the time my friend Kevin made me go see Hellbound Hellraiser 2 with him, even though I hadn't seen the first Hellraiser movie. "Why does that guy have nails for hair?" I asked him. "Shut up," Kevin whispered. "I'm trying to watch the movie." I was totally confused for over an hour and a half, and there was nothing I could do about it because he drove. Anyway, my name is Dave, and I come from the mean streets of Cleveland, the Paris of northeastern Ohio, and you can ask anyone. Technically, I'm from the suburbs, which, the more I think about it, aren't necessarily all that mean, but trust me on this one, they can get pretty irritable sometimes, which is something, and I'll take it. Specifically, I'm from a town called University Heights, or the City of Beautiful Homes, as it is referred to on all the signs coming into town and, I imagine, on most official stationery, partly because it's true, but probably also because all the other cool town slogans were already taken. I come from a pretty regular family, I suppose. We never wore ascots to dinner, served to us by uniformed maids struggling to balance fancy silver platters or anything. And when it came time for tennis lessons, I had to take group lessons instead of getting the one-on-one attention I so desperately needed, a situation that enraged me at the time, but is now something I would like to think has helped make me the man I am today, a guy who understands that when it comes time to face off against the big ball machine of life, we should each get a turn to flail away with all our might. I spent most of my life in Cleveland and never really planned to leave because, despite internet rumors, it's actually a pretty magical place, especially when you squint or blur your eyes just right. But one day back in 2003, I decided to go visit some friends in New York City and never left. You'd be surprised what you can accomplish by just setting your bag down in someone's apartment and refusing to leave. Then my mother died, and it was back to Cleveland I went. At least for a little while, anyway. It's a strange thing when someone in your life dies. There's the sadness and grief, of course, and also the mammoth disbelief that comes with any great loss. But all of that was multiplied times roughly a billion when my mother died. I couldn't make sense of it, no matter how hard I tried and no matter how much time I might have had.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?